I first spoke to Judge Donna O'Bukola from Altair, and he started off by telling me a little bit about the business and the positive impact AI is having on it.
It's a tender management platform for construction contractors. So we're helping mid-sized contractors write bid proposals. So essentially using an AI bid team that uses their past information, their case studies, CVs, tenders, and uses that to fill in new jobs for them. So we can give them probability metrics on whether they should bid on the job, how they can win the job. So essentially it's helping them to win more profitable work.
How's it going?
Good. It's a roller coaster. Enjoying every second of it now, but it's... Everything's moving so quickly in AI and stuff, which is amazing. It allows me to get stuck in building where we have great contracts with a couple of contractors who are trialing out. We have an MVP built. Okay. So we've got first couple of features and we've got a lot more in the pipeline. Okay. We've just got funding from Enterprise Ireland, our pre-seed startup fund. So that's going to fund two more developers and a chief product officer to come in and really accelerate the product roadmap.
You mentioned obviously AI, and I think we're hearing so much about it as well. And there's obviously so many positives, but we're hearing a lot about the negatives as well. But obviously from your own experience, it can be so beneficial. So talk us through that, I suppose, and how it helps you.
Yeah, like for me, it's allowed me to code, which is bonkers. Like my background is civil and structural engineering. Okay. So I'd have some bit of a technical background. I used CAD and Sophistic and these tools, mm-hmm. but I would never have been able to write code or anything. Okay. Now with some of the tools on my fingertip, I can use English to literally translate my ideas into products, which is great for rapid prototyping, testing stuff, getting stuff in front of customers. It's cut down what used to cost to start a tech company has come down a lot. Now it's still... there's still a lot that goes into it, but there's stuff that I would never have been able to do 2-3 years ago that I'm able to rapidly prototype and stuff now.
And I suppose as you look to the future and you look at your own business as well, do you see that continuing to grow, I suppose, and to, I suppose, be able to shape the way that you operated and just, I suppose, expand it as the years go on?
Yeah. And I think the hard part at the moment now is trying to ensure that we're building something that, like, with every new model release, sometimes it wipes out companies, but if we can build that every new model makes our product better as well, then we can stay ahead of the curve and stay going with all the accelerations in it. So we are doing a big strategy review to stay going with that at the moment. Like, there's been some massive releases from Anthropic and stuff recently that have wiped out a lot of other companies. So it's trying to have a good strategy in place to stay in front of that. But it's exciting, it's terrifying, it's fun, I'm enjoying every minute of it.
So you're one of the judges here today, I suppose. So what are you hoping to see?
Hoping to see young people with great ideas. I think one thing, it's a quote that I actually have in a presentation here, the Warren Buffett, and it's just take something simple and take it seriously. And so just really seeing what other people aren't seeing in something simple is sometimes a superpower.
Sean Field of DPPManager.com was one of the participants exhibiting on the day, and he's part of the New Frontiers programme. And he told me a little bit about the idea behind his business.
The business is called DPPManager.com. So DPPManager is a cloud platform for creating and managing digital product passports. And digital product passports are a key element of the circular economy and the new legislation that the EU are introducing. Between here and the end of the decade, every physical product, or nearly every physical product that is sold in the EU, will require a digital product passport. So it puts the product at the centre of the circular economy.
What prompted you to set up the business?
Well, I suppose my own background is supply chain. I have nearly 30 years experience in supply chain. I'm that old. But what I zoned in on is the requirements of the DPP and the effects it will have on small to medium sized companies. So my platform is specifically geared to SMEs that might have the skills or the finances to build an in-house solution. My solution is a third-party solution that they can onboard immediately. And the platform, as well as a no-coding environment, so it uses blockchain and AI and templates. So they just have to go in, put in their own data, their own product listing, and the AI tool will do a lot of the processing for them in the background. So really, at the touch of a button, they will get a QR code. The QR code can be put on on packaging or on the product, and that QR code will link directly to the digital product passport.
It sounds like it'll make things a little bit more efficient and easier and speed up processes a little bit. Am I right?
It will. I suppose what it is, it's digital product passports 101, if you know what I mean. It's to try and make it as simple and as easy as possible for particular companies to use it. My own experience, I have experience in working in SMEs, and there's a lot of firefighting in SMEs. So it's very tactical and maybe not as strategic as it should be. So hopefully that will address those issues for them in the area of the DPP.
And how is it going? Or I suppose what stage maybe are you at the moment?
At the moment, I have a number of pilot customers. So what we're doing is we're testing the processes on the platform, really, making sure that what I'm saying, it does, if you know what I mean. It needs to do what it says on the tin. So I'm gaining traction there. I'm a small bit ahead of the market in the sense in that one of the first industries that will have to adopt DPPs is the textile industry, the garment industry. They'll have to do it from the middle of next year. So I'm getting out there and kind of talking to these customers or these companies and kind of highlighting the issue with them and trying to gain traction with them. But, you know, essentially it's going to be a matter of compliance. They're going to have to do it. If they don't do it, they won't be able to sell their products on the EU market. So that compliance it kind of pricks the ears, really.
And you're a part of the New Frontiers programme, obviously, here as well. How are you finding that is helping you, I suppose, as you do establish the business and, I suppose, take it from the first stage onto, you know, an actual viable business?
Well, I suppose the thing with the New Frontiers is the best term is it's an accelerator programme, and it certainly accelerates everything. It's only 6 months, and I was just talking about with my fellow colleagues here this morning, and we're amazed at how quick it went. But it has really accelerated everything. You know, the people it has put us in front of, the mentors, the experts, just the networking as well throughout the country, meeting other people on the program has been wonderful. So it's really it has put it in, you know, certainly has put my kind of project in great stead for kind of going to the next stage of development.
And also while at MTU, I spoke to Tom Fitzmaurice from IMAR Technology Gateway in MTU about the supports that they provide to businesses.
So we're a research provider and we work with companies to deliver research, development and innovation supports. So we're here today, we're based in this building, but we work a lot with the New Frontiers program and the companies that are developing their new ideas. So where we come in is we can assist them exploring challenges or testing new ideas and, you know, to try and help them along the way. We also work with Irish industry, doing similar, so testing new ideas, exploring new opportunities and, you know, giving them fresh insights into maybe their existing products, processes and services.
And it must be lovely to see all the new ideas come in, because even just walking around here now today, you can see that they're all quite different. So there's loads of, I suppose, entrepreneurship and innovative ideas as well, which is always lovely. I can imagine it's great for people like you when you're working with companies trying to get them established.
Oh, definitely, yeah. And just a quick example on this morning, the business here, Redicare, I remember meeting that lady. I thought it was last year on the program, and I said, you know, when you're finishing up the program, she says, oh, we were on it 2 years ago. So it just goes to show that time flies. You know, I couldn't believe it was 2 years. They went through the program and now they're up and running with the business. So again, anything that we can do to assist is, you know, to see people coming back with the businesses starting to flourish is, you know, it's great, yeah.
It certainly is. Can anyone kind of avail of the services here, or is it mostly people that are going to MTU, we'll say?
We're open to the Irish industry, so any company. We're supported by Enterprise Ireland and the European Union through the ERDF regional programmes. And we can avail of funding through Enterprise Ireland mechanisms for companies. The only caveat would be, from a funding perspective, is that it's registered limited companies with the CRO. Sole traders, we can assist on a kind of a consultancy basis, but there is various funding mechanisms available for companies who are looking to explore new ideas or concepts for their business.
And what's the best way to contact you then, Tom, if someone wants to?
Yes, so they can visit our website, imar.ie. Or feel free to drop me an email, and that's tom.fitzmaurice@mtu.ie, or just do a Google now of IMR and we should show up there.
Susie Griffin Dunn is the founder of Hildon Beauty, and she was also a judge on the day, and she chatted to me a little bit about what inspired her to set up her own business, and she also told me what she was looking forward to seeing from the new entrepreneurs exhibiting their businesses on the day. Have a quick listen.
So Hildon Beauty was started as kind of a passion project of mine. I worked in RTÉ for 8 years. I was writing beauty along with a lot of other jobs. I worked in the Late Late, I did social media, and I decided when I was on mat leave that beauty was really where my heart is, and cosmetics, and I really wanted to get into the world of cosmetics and create my own brand. So as a beauty writer, I was sent a lot of products that were very expensive, like lipstick projects worth 60 euros and everything that were fabulous and definitely performed better than what I had in my makeup bag, but I wouldn't have bought them myself. So I decided to create a brand with some of the manufacturers that I might have met or worked with during my beauty writing that created makeup that performed at the same level as the top shelf, most expensive cosmetics you can buy, but at a little bit more of a reasonable price point. And our goal with Hilden Beauty is to become one of the world's leading luxury beauty brands, but with an Irish feel to it.
Fantastic. And how has it been going, or how, I suppose, you know, from when you started off to kind of evolving over the years now, how have you found that process?
So obviously the cosmetics and beauty and skincare world is really competitive. It's a very busy industry. It's very heavily trend led. But I suppose for me, I'm trying to create core products that will stay in your makeup bag for years to come. So we started with just two eyeliners, Silk de Sec Cajal liners, which are ultra creamy, high pigment pencils, and they dry down and are water resistant. They're really easy to use. So I popped them in the post home, favorite makeup artist, and just hope for the best because I didn't have any marketing budget. And after a couple of years, they did take off. We ended up selling 100,000 of these pencils. So then we created all different shades in them. And now one of our core messages is lessons in liner. So we were lucky enough to win Pitch this year with Arnott's and are now stocked in the Arnott's Beauty Hall. We did over time build out our range to have eyeshadows and lip pencils, creamy lip balms. So what we do now is we run appointments called Lessons in Liner, where we help people find the perfect eyeliner shade and style to suit their particular eyes. So it can make a big difference. Whatever eyeliner colour you wear can actually make your eye colour pop or make your eyes look bigger or smaller. So we try and help people learn how to apply eyeliner themselves.
Like, you have a unique perspective here today because obviously you've started your own business. I suppose you use your own kind of life experience to kind of bring it, I suppose, to the fore as well. So do you think that that's something that you'll be looking for when you're, I suppose, speaking to the different people here today? Or have you maybe advice that you could give them possibly, you know, for starting out?
Yeah, so I think that anybody can get into any area of business nowadays. And I don't like people saying like, oh, like only chefs can start food brands. Or I think if you have a passion, you're willing to learn, and every day is a school day, and you have a unique idea, there's no reason why you can't start off small in your particular industry and grow a little bit, a tip away at it, and grow and grow and grow. So I'll be looking for people that have a passion and have a nice story and a why behind their brand, and also something that I can see a market for and I can see growing and being sustainable.
Now, we're still talking about the MTU Kerry Enterprise Showcase and Startup Challenge. I went up on the day and I spoke to Sean Morris of Loopmo. He's also a New Frontiers participant and was showcasing his business on the day, and he gave me an overview of what the business is all about.
So our business is Loopmo. So basically, we're a feedback system for retailers. So retailers at the moment struggle to get accurate feedback. So a lot of the systems they have at the moment don't measure what they think it measures, which is customer sentiment. So for example, they might have like a smiley face at the door. Someone told me last week it's mostly measuring their kids' mood. It's not measuring their feedback on the store. Others might send like an email survey days later where people have like forgotten their experience, and it's a really long generic survey. So what we're doing is placing QR codes on receipts so people scan and do a really short 30-second survey linked to their transaction rather than a generic survey. So in that way, retailers get deeper actionable insights from their customers.
And what prompted you to set up the business?
Yeah, so my own background is online retail and Amazon. So for e-commerce, it's kind of a lot more advanced than physical retail in like gathering feedback. So we kind of saw a gap there for physical retail that they needed better feedback. So that's kind of where the idea came from.
And what stage is it at now?
Yeah, so we're going to be doing a pilot in the next few weeks. We're very lucky to get the support of Garvey's here in Tralee. And so we're going to be doing our pilot in their Castle Island store. with Seamus O'Connor. So they've definitely provided a lot of support, and I think that's really important for local businesses, that the local established businesses support the startups, basically.
Yeah. It certainly is. That's brilliant. And tell me, you're obviously part of the New Frontiers program as well. How do you feel that has helped you, I suppose, bring the business from an idea to where it is today?
Yeah, definitely. So like at the start, as you said, it was just an idea. I think the biggest thing for us is kind of the mentoring. So whether it's Niamh here, Niamh O'Kennedy, or the other mentors, we've really felt really supported. The other thing is kind of learning about things where we wouldn't have like a deep background. So financial projections and things like that, it's really helped a lot.
Marcus Schmidberger has founded a company called Junto AI. He's also a participant on the New Frontiers program, and he explains what the business is all about.
So what we do is we are building a new business network, which is free of ads, free of spam, free of noise, and fully AI and outcome oriented. So what does it mean? We create a digital twin of you, and the digital twin is doing the networking for you. So that creates massive outcome much faster. And you probably have heard the story that every human is connected via six dots. With the AI agents, by talking to each other, we get in seconds in the second, third, fourth, fifth level of network. So we don't find one match for you, we find the best match worldwide for you. That is what we are building, yeah.
Brilliant. Are you getting a good reaction from people?
We're getting crazy reaction. We had been part of the National AI Challenge here in Ireland. 2 weeks ago, we were the public vote winner of the Limerick IT Summit. We have 350 people in our waiting list signed up, and everyone likes the idea.
And Matthew Collins is from the Sibley Food Company, and he was also judging the showcase on the day. He chatted to me a little bit about their own business and why it's so important to evolve your business to meet your customers' needs.
So we're a Cork food brand, and we essentially make snacks and sell them to retail and hospitality outlets nationwide. We started off with kind of the household in my parents' kitchen and into small coffee shops, and we're in just over 600 retailers nationwide now.
And what kind of products do you offer?
So our main offering are healthy snacks. Energy balls would be the big one. And it just came from a personal need, really. I found snacking difficult, I suppose, getting a snack that didn't bore me, essentially. And that's how it started. And it's just, thankfully, we've a great team in place now. And we're on track to produce over 4 million energy balls this year.
It's amazing, fantastic. It's great, obviously, to see it being so successful and seeing growth, I suppose, at even at an early stage already.
Yeah, like we don't work off of like strategic planning or anything like that at all. We measure growth in balls, which sounds ridiculous, but it's still does quite well over the last 5 or 6 years. And yeah, I think there is a need though for on-the-go snacking. Everyone's living busy lives now, and we don't want to just provide a snack, we want to provide the highest quality snack you can get. Okay. And yeah, so that's been testament to the growth as well, I think.
And do you think that that's something that people are looking for now, I suppose, when they are kind of thinking that they want to have something, as you said, like on the go there, that they're looking maybe for that kind of high quality, maybe healthier option?
Completely. And my biggest goal is to change how people are snacking. I think we're moving away from the, you know, nuts and seeds being a healthy snack. And like people are so much more, not necessarily health conscious, but I think it's more lifestyle conscious now. Do you know, like you've seen the rise in like people out running, cycling, gym, whatever it may be. And that's carrying through to like when you're going for coffee at the weekend, it's no longer like straight away an almond croissant or whatever it may be. It's that kind of grab and go snack, whether it's overnight oats, energy balls, whatever it may be.
And obviously you're judging here as well today. Do you think your own experience, I suppose, of starting a business and, you know, taking it from stage to stage and seeing it be successful, do you think that that will stand to you today, I suppose, and I suppose let you kind of get an insight into the people that you're judging maybe?
Hopefully. I'd say I could end up learning more from these people than they learn from me. But yeah, it's, look, every day is a school day. I know it's a fairly standard quote, but if you take the approach of you learn something from everyone, and everyone you meet, whether they've just started or they're at it years and years, it does stand you well, I think. And yeah, really looking forward to today. I think it'll be great.
And it's great, isn't it? Because it's kind of what you touched on there as well, to see people, because everyone has something different, I suppose, here today, you know, in terms of their own kind of startups. So it's lovely to see their ideas and where it started and maybe where it's come to now, you know, because sometimes they change along the way a little bit as well. So it's kind of nice to see what people have to offer.
Massively, like, and the evolution of businesses. I love that kind of aspect of it, I suppose. And even ourselves, we started off doing cakes and cheesecakes and that kind of stuff. And I'd say it makes up less than 1% of the business now a couple of years later. But I think that's probably one of the key things if you are getting into business is the willingness to evolve. And sounds awful, but I'm so against business plans in that, you know, if you put your writing down on paper of like, these are my set goals and I'm not varying from them at all, we'd have achieved nothing. You know, if that was the plan back in day one, because through COVID and various lifestyle changes and whatnot, you need to be kind of flexible and go with the flow.
And before the event concluded, I also spoke to Niamh O'Kennedy, who is Enterprise Coordinator and Enterprise Ireland New Frontiers Programme Manager at MTU. And she spoke to me about the event and the benefits that it can bring to participants. Here's what she had to say.
So it's the showcase for the New Frontiers who are on the Phase 2 programme. It's coming towards the end of their programme, the 6 months. So they're all here in the new MTU on Coon building, which is a new STEM building. And they have their tables and they're showcasing their businesses. And then in the afternoon, they're actually going to have a chance to pitch for some prizes. So we have a best pitch winner and we have a best new business idea.
And why is an event like this so important for those people who are starting up a business, I suppose, and trying to get the word out there and develop a great idea, I suppose, into a physical business?
As you can see from yourself, Amber, today there's a great buzz about the place. I suppose networking, like-minded people are all present here today. So we've representatives from the MTU, from Enterprise Ireland, from the local Kerry Leo. There's also the student enterprises going on in the other building. So there's a lovely atmosphere. And I think it's a really good chance for other entrepreneurs to meet other entrepreneurs. And we've had some invited guests. We have guest speakers. We have New Frontiers alumni. And we have some really good, I think some guests you were speaking to earlier, some judges. So Matthew Collins is from the Sibley Food Company. We have Donico Bukla, who's with Altair, and Susie Griffin Dunn, who's her beauty company is called Hilden, and she's the winner, just the recent winner of Pitch 25, and her prize was a spot in Arnott's.
Yeah. It's amazing, it's fantastic. And I was talking to a couple of different people that are exhibiting out there today, and they all have great ideas, and I suppose like it's amazing to see how they started as an idea, but how they've brought it along the way, and they've all credited the programme as well for helping them, the New Frontiers programme, for helping them and giving them great access, we'll say, to mentors and just to information that they mightn't have been aware of. So it's a fantastic opportunity for the people who are taking part.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the New Frontiers programme, really, for anyone out there who has that, as we always say, that innovative business idea, that really that idea that has the potential to upscale and maybe even to export, New Frontiers definitely is something for them. So we're currently recruiting for Phase 1 here in Kerry. So if you just log on to the newfrontiers.ie website, you'll see all the application process and the registrations.
And in terms of the Phase 1, who's it open to?
Phase 1 is actually open to anybody with the business idea. They can fill in the application form. They'll be contacted then. There'll be a little interview over the phone. But we offer it in two formats. So it's actually online evening courses. They'll be starting the middle of April. Or there's a weekend boot camp that will run a Friday and a Saturday. And that takes place in May. Phase 2 then, which commences the end of September, it's a stricter kind of a tougher application process. And normally there's only between 10 and 12 places open for that. Again, they'll send in their application form. You could submit that online. There'll be an interview process, there'll be a panel board, and then places will be announced probably July.
And Niamh, it's a fantastic opportunity, as you said, for those, even just with the smallest idea that they might be thinking, you know, where can I take this or what can I do to apply for the Phase 1?
Absolutely. I mean, really, Phase 1 is to get you to the stage of a go or a no-go. You know, it's that idea that might have been in your head and going, it's not going away. You know, it's still here. Like, is there something? Do I really want to? And a lot of people are still in full-time employment. Are they ready to take the leap, to give up their job and move, you know, set up their own company? So Phase 1 is a great test place, you know, to do that and actually to look at the different areas that are involved in setting up your own program or setting up your own company, being an entrepreneur. What does that involve? So in Phase 1, we run through all of that and you're basically your marketing, your financing, your sales and stuff like that. So it's a great little overview. And hopefully we say at the end of Phase 1, you get that stage or am I and the go or the no go, as I said. Yeah.
We have a great county here in Kerry in terms of innovation and people setting up businesses and being quite successful even on a global, you know, market, which is fantastic to see. But it's great to have the likes of the programmes like the New Frontiers and the supports that MTU offer as well to help them on that journey, because it is a difficult one, especially when you are starting out.
And I think that's why really the networking and events like this, that people actually get to meet like-minded people and find that they're not on their own on the journey and that there are different supports there, like from Enterprise Ireland, from the local enterprise office, even NEWKD, from Udaros na Gaeltachta. So wherever you are, reach out to your local authorities because there is support and help there. And it's a fantastic journey to be on.